Technolab Radio Academy Info.
Yes, welcome again on Technolab Radio Academy Information, ambapo tunakuletea information kuhusiana na Technolab, what activity that they doing, where are we, what are we going to do in coming days, and all the like. So today we are going to talk about coding, specifically why should are we doing coding, why are we focusing much on code, and what do we need to reach on this particular angle. So looking at the few things that we're going to talk about, please be with us, keep on listening to
Technolab Radio Academy Info.
So, in continuing, so now we are having specific term that we're going to talk about. We want a little bit to explain why did we choose to train people on computer programming? Why did we choose to go in computer programming? There's a lot of things that we could have been doing. There's a lot of things that we could have been diving into, but we said, let's go teach people on computer programming. So the first thing that we pushed us to do the computer programming was looking at the fact that majority of our community members and the people that we are targeting has totally no knowledge about technology. So first of all, the main target of the people that we are saving are from villages and local communities. So these are refugees and the villagers, and these are the very most underprivileged communities that have been left behind, as no one think about them, and also they little bit know about what is even going on in the normal standard. So we thought and we believe that with the technology coming to these people who are very much deeply left behind, very much deeply not included in a lot of things that are going on, we are going to be building the developed technology co-development of the whole nations and the whole continent at the end of the day. So these are the people that we want them to be able to build solutions. There's one of the challenge that we have seen in the community where a certain organization coming from very far will come into the community and try to introduce a certain program or a certain solution, software solutions for that particular pro community. But we find out that this community has no idea what is all about that particular technology. So these people remain behind, and the technology might be so good, but because of the knowledge, because of the complexity, and because of the distance between the community and the technology itself, so this technology at the end of the day fail, and it seems that these people cannot be able to use any technology. But we have found out with our researches that we have been conducting, we have found out that that's not the case. People can be able to use any technology, and only when they see the value out of that particular technology. So for us to approach this particular problem, we say no, let us now build, train people from the same community, that these people will be the one to build the solution for their own community. So if we talk about technological advancement, we are going to see this technological advancement built from within the community, within the society. They build their own solutions that they want. For example, I will give you a very laugh-free example. Like, since when we started working with communities, we came even to understand that these things of digital, let's say smartphones and the like, they are not common in our communities, but these people, they should be using technology. How can we transition these people from where they are? How can we transition our community people from where they are to where we want to see them? And that's where we now did deep research on already existing technologies that they are already every day using, and we found out that this one of the technology that we can build on top of that. This is none than the mobile phone. So we looked at the mobile phone in a very, very deep way, and we looked at what technologies on top of the technology that the communities are using, and we find out that there is things like USSD. This is the very, very common technology that is almost used by every member of the community, regardless the level of education, regardless the capacity of their phones, but everyone is using this particular technology. So that's where we say, let's build technology on top of this that is going to assist these community members to be able to communicate, to be able to learn, to be able to exchange information and the like. And that's where we be with the birth of USSD technologies that has been developed and manufactured by Technolab with the community member started. So since we started, we have seen different program comes in. We have seen the learning platform, which is supposed to land on the USSD. We have seen the communication reporting system that has been built on top of USSD. We have seen the check-in and check-outs, which are the registration and the re-management that was built on top of USSD. So there is a lot of these particular technologies that were supposed to be either application or website, but because of the nature of the environment, then they were all built on top of the USSD. And what did this teach us? This taught us that there is an option. There is always an option of building and creating solutions that matter on top of everything. So we are believing that with this move going forward, we'll be able to produce us very much more technologies that are helping, that are meaningful, but also that are impacting the community. And people are using this. People are learning using the USSD learning platform. People are using the reporting system of USSD. Actually, we have even partnered with the big organization like UNSCR and the Plan Malawi to do the same reporting system during the COVID. So we have seen the move of the technology while in the very, very deepest location like villages and people who are learning free from their country like refugees. So that's one of the things that we want people to look at the problems, develop solutions, and this solution has to impact firstly the community they are living in. So every community, because we are looking at the customer from the customer base, not B2B, business to business, but from the customer where there is majority of the majority of people that they are there. They want the solution, but no one is giving them. That's how we are approaching this. So we believe that as we go, and when people are moving toward other opportunities, the same technologies that we're building on top of USSD, we can modify them and transform them to go now to application, to go to website. And then at the end of the day, if somebody has a smartphone, can still use the same information and manipulate the same activity that we are doing on USSD. So we build local developers that are going to tackle and are going to deal with community problems. And at the end of the day, these developers will be able to take charge of the future in a very, very special way. So with this particular issues, we have faced some few challenges. We have seen some few challenges that at the end of the day, they were so much challenging, because when you are diving in new thing, always things looks to be not so commonly. So things like how it's going to work with people who has no knowledge at all, who has no background, who has no skills, but we want them to dive from where they are to technology advancement. So those were the first initial issues, which with the support from the team, partners and all the like, we managed to reach to it and see it happening. So that's the main reason of why Technolab exists and exists for underprivileged community. It's because of building and creating people who can build solution, developers that can build solution for their community, but also, so when they are good and they are capable of doing solution for their community, there's another opportunity that we introduce, the opportunity to work online, work with the international organization and working to generate income. And that's where now we connect with them to different organizations outside there. There's a lot of organizations that we are partnering with that are very, very much interested to work with people underprivileged community. And these are the people that now, when they work together, they change their lives for the better. And this means that we are creating opportunities and jobs, opportunity for youth in the community. But also, we reduce a lot of youth to be engaging themselves in things that are not assisting them for the better future. So, yeah. So, you are with me. I'm very happy to talk about this. And I'm going to keep you updated. Actually, we'll be having few interviews with different people talking about the same, looking at where they have come from. We're looking at what they have reached so far. And from there, we can also analyze different topics and different issues. And also looking at a little bit deep on the online works. How does it work? What have they benefited so far? How can they recommend someone else to try that? Yes. So thank you very much. This is Remy, your presenter from Technolab, where technologies get created.
Technolab Radio Academy Info.